Lanyap, a little something extra, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Jay Curtis, two guests in the studio with me today. Dr. Scott Gust is Assistant Professor of Communication and Gender Studies at Westminster College in Salt Lake City, Utah. Also, Dr. Leslie Pace is a communications professor here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Dr. Gust is here as part of a Traveling Scholars series. Welcome both of you to Lanyap.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Jay.
A little bit about how the Traveling Scholars series got going, and then we'll start talking with Scott about what he'll be speaking about in the seminar.
Sure. The big thing with the Traveling Scholars series is that I was looking for people who could bring scholarship from the communication discipline to our community to help see how what we do in our scholarship actually transforms society. It helps create a betterment in society is our goal. And so I was looking for diverse people with diverse ideas to come and show how the breadth and the depth of what we do in our discipline.
The actual seminar is coming up tomorrow night from 6 until 8 p.m.
Right.
In
Stubbs
Hall
100.
Doors steps away from our door
right.
Here at KEDM in Stubbs Hall downstairs.
Right.
Scott, tell us a little bit about what you'll be speaking on for tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night I'm going to be talking about cultural conflicts between gay men and Mormons, particularly in the context of the classroom. Going to be talking about how my experiences as a self-identified gay male teacher have been working out since I moved to Utah 3 years ago, and particularly how I've come to understand some complexities of the Mormon culture in that regard.
And a similar context, I would think, we are in the Bible Belt. This mm-hmm. is a very, in fact, even for Louisiana, this is a very conservative part of the state. What have some of your experiences been, especially in the classroom that way?
My experiences in the classroom have been really linked to my experiences in the community, in so much as the difficulties of talking seem to be really central to these sort of conflicts, right? So particularly the ways that people anticipate conflict or try to avoid conflicts, and so it prevents people from talking about issues of sexuality and religion in a conservative context that's maybe not always consistent, right? So the conflicts that people would expect and the conflicts that sometimes play out in the media don't really match up with the ways that gay men and lesbians and people of all sorts of different sexual orientations live very happy and fulfilled lives in places that we want to sort of easily identify as conservative places.
And so what you said, there was a contrast. What did you find to be the case rather than what you would expect or rather than what you would hear or see played out of the media, you said?
Well, what the media will often tell us about, particularly the Mormon conflict, right, is that, Mormons are virulently anti-gay and that the Mormon Church excommunicates gay men and lesbians in particular from their churches. But what that doesn't account for is the number of people who would identify as gay Mormons who have left the church in many cases without being excommunicated, but still remain really sort of fulfilling relationships with their families and really still are a welcome part of the community. So that there's not just this sort of simple you're either in or you're out. And rather, there are people who find all kinds of ways to live happy and fulfilling lives, and how that doesn't get represented when we see things like protests at Temple Square after the passing of Proposition 8 in California last fall, in which the Mormon Church played a really significant role.
I was going to say how has that played out where you've been living, because as the Mormon Church spent a great deal of money to help defeat Proposition 8, how was that reflected and received with you in the classroom?
Well, the Mormon Church actually spent a great deal of money to pass Proposition 8.
I'm sorry, the other way
which,
around. I apologize.
Yes, which established constitutionally in California that marriage is between a man and a woman. And the way that has played out in Utah has been with a great deal of attention and scrutiny against Utah as a whole, right? So there's been a lot of attention paid to donors from Utah who donated to the campaign in California, and that's played out with terms of things like protests and also business boycotts. And a great deal of controversy surrounding that, also in the sort of everyday lives of people, the thing to remember is that there are in Utah there's all kinds of different ways to be a Mormon, right? So there are Mormons who are concerned about the intervention of the church in a political issue. There are Mormons who themselves are concerned about how these sorts of politics play out in terms of their spiritual and religious life. So it hasn't been as completely one-dimensional as a lot of the media reports might lead people around the country to believe.
I'm talking with Dr. Scott Gust. He'll be speaking Rethinking Location in Communication Pedagogy and Educational Autoethnography, if I'm getting that correctly. It's tomorrow night at from 6 to 8 p.m. here on the ULM campus as part of the Traveling Scholar Series. As a conservative Christian, I'm curious to know your perspective on and how you've seen it played out, because my understanding of the Bible is condemns homosexuality, but also commands us to love others. Mm-hmm. And you see a lot of different parts of the church, the Mormon church, the Christian church, the Catholic church, coming out mm-hmm. in different parts of that spectrum. How have you found that to be the case within your community and the classroom that you've been in?
Well, I think what's particularly notable, and as you point out, Jay, there are many different sort of religious institutions that play a role in the public debate that has surrounded sexual equality in America over the past several decades. What I'm looking at particularly in this paper is the ways that I think that the Mormon Church has perhaps received an unfair amount of attention in this regard, given that there are many churches that have a controversial place in this. I think Mormons are an easy target because the attention can be focused on Salt Lake. We can have protests at Temple Square in ways that we couldn't do for, say, the Southern Baptist Church or going to Rome to protest at the Vatican.
Well, we look forward to hearing more about this tomorrow night. Rethinking Location in Communication Pedagogy and Educational Autoethnography. It's Dr. Scott Gust from Westminster College in Salt Lake City, Utah. Tomorrow night at Stubbs 100 here on the ULM campus. Leslie, do you have a number for more information?
Right. If you need anything, just call 342-1165.
Thank you so much for being here, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Lanyap, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lanyap is produced at the studios of KEDM.